You're listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of February 4th, 2013, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee is an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and has kept the weight off for now 2 decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's a topic for this week?
This week, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite little foods. It's parsley.
Parsley.
Talking about the power of parsley.
All right. The power of parsley.
It's really powerful.
Really?
It's got a lot of health benefits to it that I don't think people really realize, because we usually only see parsley as a little garnish on our restaurant plates.
Right, right.
And most of us don't really incorporate parsley as part of our regular diet. But
well, I have to say that's probably pretty true.
Yeah, but if we did, we would be getting so many wonderful health benefits for that. So that's what I wanted to talk about today.
Okay, so I guess this is all about what we need to know and why to request more parsley when we go out, basically.
Yeah, and then when we go shopping, we buy a bunch of parsley, which is really very affordable, $1 or so a bunch.
Right.
And it goes a long way at home.
Yeah,
okay. Just a little bit of parsley packs a powerful punch.
All right, well, let's hear it.
So what's so great about parsley? It has these oils in it. And they're volatile, meaning that they, you know, they're effervescent. That's why parsley has such a fresh smell.
Mm-hmm.
And these oils have been shown to inhibit tumor formation. They also have antioxidant properties and anti-inflammatory properties to them. So one of those oils is called myristicin. And myristicin has been shown to inhibit the tumor formation, especially in the lungs. So it's great for preventing lung cancer.
Oh.
But it also activates an enzyme called glutathione,
okay,
which helps to break down toxins in the liver.
Hmm.
So it's also a really good liver cleansing herb, parsley is.
So there's some oil in parsley.
Yeah, it's got some little types of organic oils in them.
Hmm.
So they're and that's, they have these very powerful compounds in them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one thing. Also, antioxidants are in parsley. It's got an antioxidant in it called luteolin, and it's a flavonoid compound that actually searches out and eradicates free radicals in the body.
Really?
Yeah.
So it must have an extra electron.
Yes. Well, an antioxidant, by definition,
has
an extra electron that it donates to free radicals to help them, stop them in their tracks.
Right.
So, but these compounds actually, you know, they're like scavenger, looking for free radicals. It's like a scavenger, healthy antioxidant molecule that goes through the body and seeks out free radicals to help stop them from doing their damage.
Interesting.
So parsley can do that, and really only a small amount. What it's saying here is 2 tablespoons of parsley contain 16% of the recommended daily allowance of vitamin C and vitamin A, which are also 2 other very powerful antioxidants.
Oh, okay.
So even just a small amount of parsley can have this, all of these wonderful benefits.
Mm.
Also, vitamin C can help to reduce inflammation in the body. That's for, you know, especially the type of inflammation that comes from osteoarthritis, which is the degeneration of joint cartilage and the underlying bones, and then also rheumatoid arthritis, which is inflammation in the joints. So it has, you know, the vitamin C does that along with that luteolin, which is the free radical scavenger molecule.
Okay.
And then the vitamin C and vitamin A also help to boost up the immune system.
Okay.
Because they're antioxidants. They strengthen it in different ways. Vitamin C helps to build up the structural protein in the connective tissues, which helps the body to repair wounds and maintains healthy bones and teeth. And what vitamin A does is it fortifies the entry points into the body, such as the mucous membranes and the lining of the eyes and the respiratory and the intestinal tracts. So it also helps to improve white blood cells that rely on vitamin A to fight infections.
Hmm.
So it's, you know, parsley has all these anti-inflammatory and immune system building properties to it.
And how much does one need to get these properties, to get these?
Well, the two tablespoons was enough to raise it up by 16% of the recommended daily value.
So two tablespoons. So obviously, to fit in a tablespoon, you've got to grind it up a little bit.
Well, you might want to chop it up a little bit. But typically, what you would want would be a couple of those sprigs that you would pull out of your bunch of parsley. A couple of those chopped up would equivalent to about two tablespoons.
Hmm.
So it's not a lot, just a couple of sprigs. Basically, what you would get is a garnish.
Yeah.
You know, so it's okay to eat that
as
part of your meal. We always buy it for ourselves and have it in the refrigerator, and we add it to salads.
Yep.
We put it as our own garnish when we make our meals. I also like to chop it up and add it into things like rice. And quinoa, it makes a nice garnish for that. And then if with a soup, I'll chop up a little bit of fresh parsley and sprinkle it on top of the soup just before serving.
All right.
So it stays, that has that nice fresh taste to it.
Yeah.
Lots of great ways to use parsley. And you can get the benefits even from using dried parsley.
Hmm.
I mean, it's a little less potent there, but it still has benefits.
It still has these qualities.
Yes, it still does, even in its dehydrated form.
Wow, Dee. Well, thank you for another informative week. Diet Science is the official weekly podcast for Process Free America. We're a nonprofit dedicated to eliminating childhood and adult obesity through nutrition education to both young and old. You can check out all our wonderful podcasts and lots of great articles at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.